Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Login Lumber, 608-434-4413. Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Almost ready for the start of quarter number three. John Audius with you. Badgers trail Indiana 42-23. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID, 10 for illegal. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
And back to action at Assembly Hall. A three in the corner is missed by Chesky as we are underway third quarter. 9:37 and counting to go in the third. It's 42-23, Indiana on top. Wisconsin with the basketball. Natalie Leitzinger has it between the circles for the UW. Wisconsin down big to IU right now. Badgers in need of a basket as Myers has it, top of the key, but to go in this game. Williams catches left elbow, toss inside. Here's Carter McCray off the backboard for two. So McCray gets to work right off the start for Wisconsin in the third, and the Badgers trail it by a score of 42-25. A minute gone by now. A turnover by Indiana, stolen by Sarah Williams. Williams gives it to Porter, who moves into the front court. Porter behind a Williams screen. Right elbow for Ronnie, pushes it to Williams. Williams to McCray. Toss over to Leitzinger. Leitzinger with the basketball. Spins it to Williams. Feeds inside. It's McCray working on Garzone. McCray trying to get some space up with the right hand. It's no good. Boxing out. It's Garzone with the rebound. 42-25 IU leading the ball. 8:30 to go in this third quarter. More McNeil. Got McCray in the air. Now puts it on the floor. Kicks over to Garzone. Pushes over to Parrish. Parrish to Moore McNeil. Look inside. Caught by Meister. Right around Myers. Lily Meister for two. The 6'3 junior. Shooting it at 53% from the floor. Puts Indiana on top. 44-25. Let's see if the Badgers can respond. Inside McCray. Double team now to Williams. Pump fake. Driving. Spinning in the lane. Hands off. McCray reverses it up and in. McCray off the backboard for two. Wisconsin. Two more on the board. 7:48 to go in the third. 44-27 Indiana. Down low. Turning. Moore McNeil. Low block left. It's no good. And we've got a push. Foul called with third quarter shortly underway here. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Foul against Meister. Badgers now have it down 44-27 with the basketball. Williams at the free throw line. Puts up the 15-footer and it rolls in. 44-29 Indiana, and the lead is down to 15. Meister down low on the left, scooping layup, trying it over Williams. No, but a foul, and the foul will be called against Sarah Williams. Check it, they're going to give that to McCray, who was in the area. So Carter McCray will be called for her first foul. And it's going to put Indiana at the free throw line. 46-29, IU. Here is Lily Meister at the line, trying to get it to 46-29. First one's good, 45-29 Indiana. Meister, 70% free throw shooter. Junior from Rochester, Minnesota, makes the second. Now it's 46-29. Indiana on top on its home court, trying for their sixth win in a row. Badgers also trying for win number six in a row. Wisconsin also trying for a 2-0 start to Big Ten play. That'd be the first time since the 2010-2011 season. A lot of work to do. 46-29 here in the corner. It's Leitzinger. Shot clock's down to five as Porter has it on a top, down to three. Porter to the left. Leitzinger, short corner jumper on the left, hits the top of the backboard. Shot clock violation by the Badgers. Indiana basketball, 6:40 to go in the third. Moore McNeil to Paris, back to Moore McNeil. Still in the backcourt, left-hand throw into the front court. Just beat the 10-second call. Garzone catches on the wing, gives it back over to Moore McNeil. Moore McNeil throws it over, darting it over to the right wing. It's Chesky kicking it back out. Here's Paris for three, and it's nothing but net. Top of the key three by Parrish. Indiana, 49. Wisconsin, 29. 20-point IU lead. Largest lead of the game now for Indiana. Myers goes to her left, caught by Porter, inside to McCray. McCray has it baseline, back out to Ronnie. Ronnie on the wing, puts it on the floor, crosses over, makes a pass to her left, finds Williams. Here's Sarah, near the free throw line, a ball fake, now defended tightly by Stripling. Inside McCray, bangs into Garzone, and a foul. Foul against Yarden Garzone, a 6'3 junior from Israel. It's called for that one. So Garzone will be called for the foul, trying to get that, second personal against Garzone. And I believe that was not a shooting foul, so the Badgers will inbound. Here's Ronnie Porter between the circles. Porter to Williams, top of the key. Sarah puts it on the floor, lost the basketball, scoops it over to Myers. Myers in the corner, back to Williams. Wide open three is hoisted. It's hit off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, McCray blocked Garzone. Chased down by Leitzinger. She hits the floor. Bounces off to Porter, high right side. Garzone all over Leitzinger, who has to shove her back to try to get up. Now a drive by Porter. Her pass is deflected. It's off the hands of Garzone, and it's grabbed by Parrish, but she stepped out of bounds. 49-29 Indiana, 5:17 to play here in quarter number three. Badgers hitting the road for the first time in Big Ten play this season. Wisconsin's first Big Ten game of the year was a victory over Rutgers back on December 8th, a 66-64 win. And Wisconsin went 2-0 in two more non-conference games the game here today. Jump ball, held ball called with five on the shot clock. It'll stay with Wisconsin. 5:15 to go in the quarter, five on the shot clock for the Badgers. Myers catches, right wing. Myers flips up a shot as the shot clock's winding down. It draws air, and it bounces out of bounds. It'll be Indiana basketball. Indiana 49, Wisconsin 29. 5 minutes to go, quarter number three. Moore McNeil asking for a screen, and now he's going to pass it over to Chesky. Darts it over to the corner, and it's going to be a turnover as Sandvik grabbed it in the corner, then tried to bounce it inside, but bounced it out of bounds. Turnover by the Hoosiers, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Just under 5 minutes to go here. 4:49 to go in the third, and Indiana leads Wisconsin by 20, 49-29. Back after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins knows that 9/11 will never be forgotten. As Americans, we all came together as one. Let's all salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave first responders and citizens who lost their lives to a tragic event on a date that our country will never forget. This from Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins, providing painting and decorating expertise since 1999. Call 920-772-4500.
Oakwoodford Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile, and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwoodford Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwoodford Farm.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
News from the Center, WRCE.
It's lowered thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
Welcome back. John Audius with you. Badgers trailing 49-29 to Indiana. Today's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That's spelled R-O-E-H-L. Wisconsin 0 for its last four from the floor. 32% shooting in this game for Wisconsin. Indiana is up near 50%, 47.5% shooting today for the Hoosiers. So here we go, third quarter, 4:49 to go in quarter number three. Point Indiana lead. Badgers have it with Ronnie Porter. Badgers could sure use a basket. Cron catches top of the key, guides it over to Douglas. Shot clock's at 10. Leitzinger catches on the wing, feeds to Williams, back out Porter, extra push over to the right. Here's Cron for three, and Cron connects from downtown. Much needed basket for the Badgers. 49-32 Wisconsin. Down by 17 points. Indiana, baseline jumper, skims off the rim. It's missed. Picked up by the UW. 49-32, Indiana lead. Badgers with the basketball. And then Leitzinger's pass is deflected, stolen by Parrish. Fast break for Indiana. Parrish trailing the play, gets the ball back for three, and she drills it. Back up by 20. 52-32. Hoosiers leading the Badgers. Williams double team, short corner on the left. Still double team, step through, pass off to Porter, has some space, mid-range jumper on the right. Too strong, boxing out, Striplin hauls it in for Indiana. Tamora McNeil, left-hand pass off to the right side. And it's grabbed by Sandvik. Cron on the floor in the lane, and they get it to Sandvik, who attacks the rack and puts it up and in for two. Indiana ball loose now. Badgers turn it over. Moore McNeil has it. Moore McNeil on the fast break. Leaves it off to her left, layup Parrish in. Porter might have got a hand on it, but now a timeout by the Badgers. 56-32, all Indiana in the third quarter. 2:40 to go in this third quarter. All Hoosiers, they lead it by 24 points. Wisconsin takes a timeout. Badgers take a timeout. I think we'll be back. Let's take a timeout as well. 56-32 Indiana in the third. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
John Audius with you. Wisconsin is in Bloomington, Indiana, and the Badgers trail the Hoosiers big in the third quarter. About 2:40 to go in the third. It's Indiana on top, 56-32. Badgers in this quarter, 4 of 10 from the floor, being outscored 14-9. It's a 7-0 run now for the Indiana Hoosiers. Well, Badgers fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Leading scorer for Wisconsin today, Sarah Williams, looking for her 9th double-double of the year. Williams up to 9 points and 8 rebounds for Wisconsin. So the Badgers are trying to fight off Indiana. Balanced scoring attack. 4 players in double figures for IU so far in this game. So here we go. Back to the action. 56-32 is your score. Indiana leading the Badgers with 2.5 minutes to go in quarter number 3. As the Badgers have it, Leitzinger outside left. Leitzinger goes over to Jimenez at the top of the key. Jimenez trying to drive in or right to the rim, and a foul called against Sidney Parrish. Parrish picks up the foul for Indiana. 2:21 to go, and Parrish has to leave. 56-32, Indiana, third quarter. Badgers were outscored in the first quarter, 21-17. A third foul, by the way, against Parrish. Wisconsin outscored by Indiana 21-6 in the second quarter. Free throw by Giannis Jimenez falls, 56-33. Here's Jimenez, the sophomore from Cape Coral, Florida. Comes into today 4 of 12 at the free throw line, and she makes a pair. 56-34, Indiana lead and the basketball. Up by 22, they've led by as many as 24. In this game. And down low, it's Lily Meister with the turnaround hook shot, and it falls. Meister hooks it up and in for 2, and it's a 58-34 lead for IU. Here's Jimenez, top of the key for the Badgers, spins it over to Douglas. Now to the corner where it's caught by Cron. Cron puts it on the floor, running to the rim, kicking out. Extra pass over to Jimenez, fakes to the right, drives to the left, all the way to the rim, but it's not going to count as a walk is called against D. Carter McCray comes out of the game, and in is Sarah Williams for the Badgers. 58-34, Indiana. Hoosiers, largest lead of this game right now. 24 points. Hopefully it doesn't get much larger than that. Step back, 3, left side, Garzone. Rattles out, no good. Rebound hauled in by Williams.
Jimenez, front court for the UW. Changes direction. Attacks the rim. Driving in with the right hand. It's no good. Rebounded by IU. Hoosiers. Bargesser. Push to the left. Here's a drive by Chesky. Back out to Bargesser on the left. Out on the top. Open. LaMandola for three. And it's in. 27-point Indiana lead. Largest lead of the game. Here's Hallie Douglas. Look inside. A Williams defender falls to the floor. And they're going to get the Badgers with an offensive foul. Another three by Indiana. Their eighth of the game. This time it's LaMandola out on top. LaMandola saw a lot of court time over the last several games. She was starting in place of Sydney Parrish, who did return last game against Oakland on the 22nd, I believe that was, for Indiana, December 22nd. And now LaMandola hits that triple. 61-34 Indiana. Hoosiers on a 5-0 run. LaMandola guides it over to Garzone. Short corner on the left. Out on top. It's caught by Bargesser. Defended by Porter. Pushes off to the right side where it's grabbed by Chesky. Now on the baseline, Meister running right to the rim and laying it up and in. Lily Meister, about 11 per game for Indiana. Hoosiers on a 14-2 scoring run over the last 3 minutes. 30 seconds to go in the third. All IU. 63-34. Indiana dominating this game. Down low, Williams goes to the rim and gets called for the walk. Indiana ball. Winding down quarter number three, and it's not looking promising right now for the Badgers. We've got 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Indiana ball down to six. Over to the left, Garzone. No, three. And it's in. Garzone hits it at the buzzer. Third quarter is done. Indiana with three more on the board. They end the quarter on a 17-2 run. And it's all IU. 32-point lead for Indiana. 66-34, the score after three quarters. We'll head to the fourth quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
After three quarters, and it's not looking good for the Badgers. John Audius with you. Wisconsin is in Bloomington, Indiana, and it's a 66-34 Hoosiers lead. They lead it by 32 points after three quarters. Well, it's time for today's ATC Smart Play of the Game, and there was a big run for the Badgers all the way in quarter number one as Wisconsin had an 11-0 run. Let's listen to the ATC Smart Play of the Game, courtesy of Ronnie Porter. Williams on the right side, step back, long jumper, no good. Rebound, Leitzinger, kick it out to Ronnie. Porter for three, and she drills it. RP3 from downtown. It's Ronnie Porter, and the Badgers trail by four. That is today's ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. It's the only field goal today for Ronnie, one of six from the floor. Porter with 3 points, but does have a team-high four assists. She has half of the assists for the Badgers this afternoon. 4 assists for Porter to go along with 5 rebounds. Wisconsin's leading scorer, Sarah Williams, 9 points and 9 rebounds. But overall, it's just been a tough one for Wisconsin this afternoon as Indiana has pretty much dominated from the beginning. The Badgers trailed 21-6 before that run. You heard Porter's three as part of an 11-0 run for the Badgers, which cut it down to a 21-17 lead. Badgers actually led to start the game, like really early in the game. They had a 4-1 lead, but that's the best the Badgers have been able to do all Indiana since then. Fourth quarter is underway now. From Assembly Hall, the Badgers in Bloomington facing the Hoosiers. Moore McNeil, double team down low. Ball gets kicked back out and a whistle stops play as Garzone hits the floor. And she's down holding her left leg. I believe that's Garzone. It is. Garzone got bumped down to the floor. Crowd silent at Assembly Hall as Garzone now on her back being looked at.
Red, come here.
I'm not sure exactly what happened there. Love to see a replay as the two teams are heading back to their benches right now as Indiana leads by 32. Watching the replay, Leitzinger was diving down low near the legs of Garzone. Kind of got her legs taken out from underneath her. She looks to be okay. She's going to walk back to the Indiana bench. 13 points, 7 boards, and 5 assists for Garzone today. That's Leitzinger just trying to make a play for Wisconsin, diving for the basketball, and kind of happened to take out the lower section there of Garzone, down around the lower left leg. And she landed on that left knee and left hip. So Indiana ball just underway in the fourth quarter. Hoosiers looking to glide to their 6th win in a row. Badgers are on a 5-game winning streak. 10-2 this season. Indiana comes in 9-3, but that 10-2 record obviously in jeopardy at this point. Amendola spinning down low, kick out. Shot clock down to 1. 3 more. McNeil, it's no good. Porter collects for the Badgers and a reach-in foul called against Chesky. Foul against Shea Chesky of Indiana, and that means it'll be a Wisconsin basketball. Here's Porter in the backcourt. 66-34 Indiana. 9:18 and counting to go in this game. Myers catches outside left, throws it over to Leitzinger, lobs it at the left elbow where it's caught by Williams. Turns on her left pivot foot and faces her defender. Back out to Leitzinger on the left. Gives it to McCray, spins it over to Porter. Feed in the lane, double team on Williams. Back out McCray, long two, top of the key. It's no good. Myers tips it to herself and picks it up. Gets it back out to Porter. Gives it over to Myers. Looks inside, caught by McCray. Double team now on McCray by Moore McNeil on LaMandola, and a reach in and a foul call. So it'll be Ronnie Porter to inbound, sideline right to Leitzinger. Bounces right elbow. McCray out to Myers. Badgers find Sarah Williams, double team in the paint. Williams doesn't matter. Rocks to the rim, left-hand finish. She's got double figures now today with 11. 12th time this season that Williams has scored 10 or more in a game, but the preseason All-Big Ten selection, 4th in the conference at 20 points per game, not at that number at all. Indiana ball up by 30. 66-36 and a whistle away from the basketball and a foul. 8:13 to go in the fourth. Foul against Porter. Hands on her hips. She does not like that call.
At 33.
66-36 Indiana. Amendola hits the bench for the Hoosiers. IU basketball. It's Bargesser. Off to the left. Moore McNeil right around Williams. Finds some space in the lane. Jumper, short one, is no good as it rolls out. Had a great look at it. Just a little bit too much on that one. Leitzinger driving right baseline, tries a reverse up with the right hand. It's no good. It's hit by McCray. It's grabbed by Meister. Indiana ball.
Seg off, righty.
Bargesser gives to Moore McNeil. Guides it over to the right. It's Parrish on Leitzinger. Tries to dribble behind her back. It's loose and it's grabbed by Meister. Back out to Moore McNeil. drops it off to Meister, running to the rim. It's good, and a foul. Got it to Lily Meister, and the 6'3 junior up and in for two, and a foul. And that's against Leitzinger coming over, trying to stop the drive by Meister. So it's going to put Meister at the free throw line for an and one, a 70% free throw shooter. 68-36, Indiana. And that one is no good. Rebound picked up by Sarah Williams, and now Williams with the basketball and a double-double. That is double-double number nine after that rebound. Here's Sarah, right elbow jumper. Get in there. Yeah, rattles in. 13 now for Williams. 68-38. Indiana throws it away. A pass into the front court. Sails out of bounds. It'll be a Wisconsin ball. 7:10 to go in the fourth. Still all Indiana by 30. Now here's Porter. Wisconsin down by 30. 7:05 to go in the fourth. Over to Leitzinger on the right wing. Leitzinger finds Bashofsky, the freshman, now into the game for the Badgers. Pushes it over to Porter. Porter looking. Screen set by McCray on the left half of the court. Now bouncing back inside. Here's McCray finding some space off the backboard for two. 68-40. The assist from Porter and the finish by McCray. That's six assists today for Ronnie Porter. Moore McNeil the other side runs right to the rim and comes up short, but a foul. That's against Tess Myers of Wisconsin. It's the fourth team foul against the Badgers with 6:40 to play in the game. All Indiana, 68-40, the Hoosiers on top. And Chloe Moore McNeil, the grad student, 77% free throw shooter at the line for IU. And that first one is no good. Indiana second in the Big Ten as a team, 76% from the free throw line as a team. And the next one upcoming by Moore McNeil is good. 69-40. Indiana 6 of 9 from the free throw line. 6 of 9 from the free throw line today. 6:40 to go in this game. Indiana leads Wisconsin. There's Leitzinger. Goes over to Porter on the left wing. Porter. Has it high left side. Screen set by McCray. Ronnie to the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Bounces inside. McCray. Right shoulder turn. Missed it with the left hand. Picked up by Indiana. Hoosiers transition. Porter with the foul on the drive by Chesky. I believe I said 69-40 Indiana. It's 68-40 Indiana. Let's see. They actually, you know, I think I'm right with the score. Yeah, they changed the score now, 69-40. That's what I thought, 69-40. Now Chesky at the free throw line. See, I was right. 93% free throw shooter. And Chesky drills it. Chesky, transfer from Penn State, scored about 11.5 points per game last season for the Lady Lions. Next one is up and in. Two at the line, good for Chesky.
What do you have? Who does Sarah have? We have six people. Who does Sarah have?
71-40 Indiana, 6:18 to go in this game. Season lows for Wisconsin so far with the 40 points on the board offensively. Badgers came in averaging about 70 points per game.
Shallow.
6 minutes to go in this one. Leitzinger bounces to the corner. McCray finds Bashofsky. Kick out to the right side. Porter tries to go to Williams. Williams has it. Falls backwards. Picked up Bashofsky in the lane with one on the shot clock. Up and a foul against Indiana. And Bashofsky will go to the free throw line. Badgers season low in scoring. Let me see if I can track that down for you. 57 points in a loss at South Dakota State. That was the season low for Wisconsin. They did manage to pick up a win, scoring 58 in late November. Badgers have 40 on the scoreboard this afternoon in Bloomington. 5:49 to go, and Spasovski at the free throw line. He's a 6-foot freshman from Belgrade, Serbia. Free throw up and in. Spasovski, just her third and fourth free throws of the season. Got a lot of playing time in the Badgers at the very start of the season in that exhibition game for Wisconsin at the start of the year against Stevens Point. Second one falls for Spasovski. Head coach Marissa Mosley calls her a three-level scorer. We'll see how her game evolves at the University of Wisconsin. 71-42 Indiana, 5:35 to go in this game. Coming up on the post-game show, we'll run through the numbers here from head coach Marissa Mosley as well as the free throw line jumpers missed by Meister. Spasovski, front court with the basketball for the Badgers. Steers it over to Douglas, delivers it over to Leitzinger, who leaves it back to Douglas. Douglas, back over to Spasovski, left side, driving, bouncing, caught by Leitzinger in the paint, up and in. There's Natalie Leitzinger, two on the board for the Badgers. 5'8", grad student from Monroe, Wisconsin. 71-44 Indiana, 5 minutes to go in the game. Parrish, bouncing to Meister, free throw line jumper over, Williams is in. Lily Meister is having herself a game today. 20 points on 9 of 13 shooting for Meister. 73-44 Indiana. Here is Spasovski, outside right, puts it on the floor in the lane and a foul. Spasovski dribbles it off her foot. And we've got a timeout on the floor. About 4.5 minutes to go. Career high day for Lily Meister. 20 points for the Indiana junior, and the Hoosiers lead at 73-44. 4:33 to go in this game. Back after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Continuing on in the fourth quarter, 4.5 minutes to go, 73-44, Indiana over the Wisconsin Badgers as Wisconsin has lost 10 straight in this series to Indiana, and it's going to be 11 after today, which is 4.5 minutes to play. This game not turning out how Badger fans, not saying that the Badgers were going to come into Bloomington and win for the first time since 2011, but thought it might be a little bit more competitive than it was. Indiana coming in with a 9-3 record. Wisconsin was one game better than them through the non-conference, a 10-2. Both teams came in with one win in the Big Ten, but this is a Indiana team that lost their leading scorer, Mackenzie Holmes. Scored about 20 points per game last season. She was a huge part of this Indiana team that made it to the Sweet 16 last season. And you thought maybe this could be a little bit more, like I said, competitive, but it's been pretty much Indiana from the get-go. Wisconsin had an early three-point lead a couple of minutes into this game, but that's the last time they led. Indiana's been up by as many as 32 points. And right now it's a 26-point Indiana advantage. Wisconsin outscoring the Hoosiers, actually in this quarter, by 6, but Indiana leading big time now, 73-44. Off the inbounds, Cron catches, shoots the 3, and it rattles in.
Lily Cron for the Badgers, the junior from Prairie du Chien. Drills home three, 73-47. Indiana, 4:20 to go in the game. Hoosiers basketball. Chesky defended by Spashovsky. Zone look defensively by the UW. At the right elbow, it's Bargesser. Back out, now here's a drive by Paris, lane line right. Shot clock's coming down, and it's going to be Wisconsin's ball. Not sure what the call was there. Shot clock was winding down, but there was still 5 seconds. I think they got, let's check the
zone.
I think the foul, offensive foul called against Bargesser. Under 4 minutes to go in the game. Wisconsin trails 73-47. Cron, right wing, guides it over to her teammate. That is a Cron three in the corner. Rebounded Indiana after the miss. And it's Chesky up and in for two. Jay Chesky with two on the board for Indiana, making it a 75-47 score now. And a travel called against the Badgers as Cron got it out to Spashovsky on the right wing. 3:19 to go. Chesky comes out of the game now for Indiana, leading 75-47. Chesky, a round of applause. She's got 14 points on 6 of 10 shooting. Meister, free throw line. Couple of dribbles. Hands off, here's the drive. Up, shot missed by Bargesser, but put up and in by Sandvik. 77-47, IU by 30. Cron looks inside, caught by Douglas. Backing down Meister, tries to go up and in, lean into that one, and a foul called against Meister as the shot was missed by Hallie Douglas of Wisconsin. All right, so here we go. It'll be Hallie Douglas at the line for two. Returning for her final season at the University of Wisconsin. Shot missed at the free throw line.
Lena, you're going to go to 20. Gracie's got 52. You have 20. Gracie will have 31.
Here's the second one by Douglas, and that one is up and in. 2:46 to go in this game. 77-48. Now Lily Meister heads to the bench for Indiana. Meister, our career day, 20 points on 9 of 13 shooting in 22 minutes. Inside, and a walk called against Indiana as Sandvik grabbed it, went up into the air, leaped into the air, and then came down with the basketball. Never got the shot away. 2.5 minutes to go. 77-48 Indiana. Hoosier is going to improve to 2-0 in the Big Ten. 10-3 overall. Jimenez guides it over to Grady on the left. Grady into the game now for the Badgers. Driving in from the left side, stripped and stolen. Bargesser comes away with it for Indiana, left to right. Right around Patty Bandla. And then a shot blocked by Grady and picked up by Jimenez. Jimenez attacking the rack. No, but a foul. It's called against Hannah Sandvik of Indiana. About 2 minutes left to go in this game. 77-48 Indiana. So Wisconsin will be at the free throw line. Badgers today shooting 37% from the floor. Indiana 52% from the field. All Hoosiers is Deanna Jimenez, the sophomore, at the free throw line. And she makes that one. Jimenez now with 3 points today. And the next free throw is no good. Ball out of bounds off the hands of Indiana. Gresh was in there for Wisconsin, the freshman from Green Bay. And it's going to be Wisconsin ball. Tough day for the Badgers. Sarah Williams does go for her ninth double-double of the year. 13-11 for the Badgers, but she's not coming back out here today. Williams also with two blocks today for Wisconsin. As the Badgers have it on offense with under 10 on the shot clock. It's Jimenez left side on the floor, slicing to the rim, kicking it back out, Patty Bandla. And a foul called on the drive by Jimenez. That's against Vargas there. Back to what I was going to say about Williams. Two blocks today, so that leaves her three blocks away from second place all time at the University of Wisconsin. She needed five to tie Cassie Rochelle for the second most blocks in a Wisconsin career. Two today for Williams, so she's at 178. Cassie Rochelle, 181. Michelle Lohman is the all-time leader with 253 blocks. Williams should catch Rochelle soon enough and then bypass her and then have the rest of her junior season and her senior year to try to chase down the all-time record of 253. Well on her way. 77-50, 27-point Indiana lead. Minute 43 to go. They drop it off inside. Turnaround shot rattles in for La Mandola. Approaching 90 seconds to go in this game, Wisconsin trails by 29. Patty Bandla pushes a pass over to Jimenez, right wing. Return pass back to Patty Bandla. How about a three? No good. It's short off the rim. And it's corralled in the corner by Bargesser. Minute 18 to go. Indiana 79, Wisconsin 50. They'll bounce it inside. Here's a turnaround hook. No good by Faith Wiseman, the 6'4" freshman. And a foul called after that against Indiana. And it'll be Badgers ball. Minute to go. Stay tuned after this one. We'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. We'll break down the final numbers too. Patty Bandler, a runner in the paint, no good. Controlled by Indiana. 29-point Hoosiers lead. A drive from the top of the key. La Mandola, it's going to fall. And a foul. And one opportunity coming up for La Mandola. The sophomore, 5 of 10 from the free throw line this season, and she makes it. 32-point Indiana lead. 35 seconds to go in the game. Gresh, outside right for the Badgers. Screen set by Spashofsky. Patty Bandla is just going to dribble between the circles. 26 seconds to go in the game. 14 on the shot clock. Patty Bandla makes her move. Slithers in from the right side. No good with the driving layup. Ball's loose and a whistle stops play. 17 and a half seconds to go. Foul called against Patty Bandla. And that means with 17 and a half seconds, Indiana will get the ball, 82-50. And it'll be at the free throw line. Sandvik, free throw no good. That was the seventh team foul against Wisconsin, so Indiana as well within that bonus. And another free throw up coming here for Sandvik. And it's good. 83-50. Indiana, largest lead of the day. Crash down low with 10 seconds to go in the game. Scooping layup will be no good, but a foul called. 8.8 seconds to go. Indiana 83, Wisconsin 50. Outscoring the Badgers right now in the quarter by one. Gresh with the free throw, and it's up and through. Fifth game for the freshman from Green Bay, Wisconsin this season. Can she make the second? She does. 83-52. And the clock's going to tick down here from Assembly Hall in Bloomington. And Indiana will come away with a 31-point win over the Badgers. Final score, Indiana 83, Wisconsin 52. The Hoosiers dominate in Bloomington this afternoon. They win their Big Ten home opener, and they've won their 11th in a row in the series against Wisconsin. Once again, that final score, Indiana 83, Wisconsin 52. We'll have the postgame show coming up next. We'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley, run through these numbers, and hear some of the highlights from today's game as well. Back after this break, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation conference.
Pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, revolutionaries. Hello. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas and holiday season. We've got Kwanzaa. It's, you know, Hanukkah, all this stuff. It's such a wonderful time of the year. And you know, it's great to be able to talk to you guys after that. And I hope everything was great and you got to see your families and everything was wonderful. Also, a huge thanks to John Shelton. I you know, like I said, I'm still a rookie at this, and I want to give him the respect that he deserves and all of that. And, you know, professor, chair of democracy studies at UWGB, vice president for higher education. And it sounds like he said he's running for president. He said that publicly, so I can say that too. So he's awesome, and he'll be back. And thank you again to my dear brother John, and it's good to have him on the show as well. It's such a big topic. You know, and we spend so much time on that topic here on this show is why did that happen? What happened? How can we avoid that happening again? And it's, everybody's got an opinion, you know, and it was so cool to hear John Shelton's and read his article. And I do recommend you take some time and read that, because it's really insightful. And, you know, I think that it makes a lot of sense. And I'll take a little bit of an issue. He said, you know, we're not salesmen, but we have to be. And I think he would probably agree to that, because, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, Donald Trump won because he was a really good salesman. He's an idiot, but he's a good salesman. And it's so hard. You know, we talk about being rational and talking about these issues that do affect people. And it's hard to have a rational argument when 1 in 5 Republicans think that Taylor Swift is a political operative, or 80% of them think that Joe Biden was behind Trump's Manhattan prosecution. You know, it was Joe Biden fueled that. No, nearly 7 of 10 think that he won the 2020 election. You know, over half Republicans think that January 6th was an Antifa-inspired attack. Half of them think that Donald Trump's classified documents that he had at Mar-a-Lago were planted. How do you have a rational discussion when people live every day in a world that is so irrational, right? And so to talk to them about something like, hey, maybe people should be paid more. Maybe $7.25 an hour is ridiculous. Maybe, you know, the audacity of your gash your head on a table and the first thought in your mind is, what's my deductible, instead of I need to go to the hospital. You know, like, these are, how do you have that discussion with people that are not living in reality, you know? And it's awesome to have these deep discussions about where we are politically and what Democrats need to do.
Your opinion, kind of what was missing?
Transition defense. We just allowed them to just absolutely get whatever they wanted in transition. And that was really the key to it. And once that opened up, you know, you give up a couple easy baskets in transition, that can be a little bit, takes the winds out of your sails. And half court, I thought we were able to guard them at times, but then you know, they would get some open looks. Our rotations were a little bit slow. I think we emotionally took some of the, we looked a little tired at times just because of the emotion of the game and the environment, everything, and a great home environment. So, we have to continue to learn and how to be successful in these types of environments.
Yeah, up next, then a short turnaround, but you'll be back at home in a couple of days against Minnesota. What can you say about trying to get back on track against the Gophers?
Yeah, I think it's a great battle every year, border battle with Minnesota, and so we got to turn the page, like you said, turn around and put our focus onto the Gophers.
All right, thanks for the time, Coach.
Thanks, John.
All right, there you go. That's head coach Marissa Mosley. Badgers fall 83-52 on the road in Bloomington to the Hoosiers. Indiana wins it big over the Badgers here today. We'll continue on with the postgame show. Take a look at some of the numbers coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Memorial Day weekend is around the corner, and the weather is perfect for planting. Whether it's tomatoes or cucumbers, petunias or cosmos, you'll find an outstanding selection of vegetable plants and flowers at the Winter Greenhouse. Join many enthusiastic gardeners and get prepared for an inspiring summer by visiting Winter Greenhouse. Visit this Memorial weekend, open 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.